What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. By the way, Mike, did you hear about the new movie the Democratic Party has out?
What? Please enlighten.
Sorry, Nancy Pelosi. What's that?
I said, tell us.
Yeah, there's a new movie called Terrifier Z. It's making and starring Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, and it's called Terrifier Z, and it's making people faint and vomit. And it's all over. It's supposed to be one of the most horrific movies ever made. It makes Chainsaw Massacre look like a baby. That's what I hear. But okay. I thought I'd throw that out at you. And it's starting a Democratic Party. That's what's happening here. Oh, by the way, Mike, you see what's going on in the lab? They found another. Now they're making it working on COVID number two. That's 10 times worse than the first one.
Yeah, the one coming out of the Boston University lab.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, why are they making these things?
Yeah, that's a great question. They should all be arrested and held for treason. Every one of the people who are in those labs making that stuff should be held for treason against the government. But, Mike, here's what I really want to get rolling with. Before I go to Kanye West and all that, I was looking at the murder rate in Chicago over the weekend. Nine murdered, 26 shot. I believe 11 of them are catastrophic wounds. They're catastrophic. I mean that, like I said, Mike, those are terrible wounds. And, we had this guy calling about racism. Mike, they had you know what they had in the Miami Herald on the Sunday paper, Mike? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready for this one? 96% of Afro-Americans voted for the Democratic Party last election 2020. 83% of all the Jews in the state of Florida voted for Gillum in the presidential election. I mean the governor's election,
Yeah.
And against Donald Trump. During the Trump election of 2020, the Democrats... The Jews were, we're talking about racists? Who's a real racist here, Mike? Who is a racist here? Who are the racists? Can you imagine if 96% of all white men and women voted for a white candidate, Mike? Would they be racist, Mike? Would they?
Well, let's assume for a moment that we have honest, verifiable elections, which, for the sake of argument only here, because we know we don't here. I don't think that it would necessarily be racist. People are going to vote for candidates that seem to represent their values in life.
Mike, you're right about that. But listen, here in South Florida, I told your show for years, like over 3 years, I know it. I've told you here in South Florida, Dade County, there's not one white, I'm going to repeat, one. There's zero white Anglo representation on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County has a split. Broward County is like used to be 78% white, Caucasian, Northern European. Now it's like about 57%. But they're not being represented. Mike, it's just like the Jews on the Supreme Court. They're 2% of the population, but look at how much power they wield on the Supreme Court, Mike. So who's the real racist, Mike? Who's the one that started the NAACP, Mike? It was the Jews, Mike. They're the ones that started it. And the very ones that started it, the blacks now are coming out and attacking them in New York. They're being attacked in New York right now. So, Mike, the racist crap has got to come to an end. And by the way, did you know that Kanye West is now considered a Klansman?
I heard about that one. Yeah, and apparently he said something that was declared to be anti-Semitic. Isn't he going to buy
Mike.
Parler?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's buying Parler, and one of the news networks said that he's going to start funding the Ku Klux Klan and all that. What the hell is going on here, Mike? What a hypocrite. And by the way, Mike, what's going on with Starbucks? Have you seen the latest thing on Starbucks and all the news networks? Even CNN reported on it?
No, I haven't.
Well, they're not hiring no white people. It's all, if you're an Afro-American, 99% of the chance time you're going to get hired by Starbucks. Or an indigenous Indian or something. But if you're a white male, your chances of being hired are like 1 out of 100. What's going on with that?
Well, that seems racist to me, and my comment is that you don't end racism by being racist in reverse. You end racism by ending racism, period. End of discussion.
Absolutely, Mike. And by the way, Mike, before I go on immigration real quickly, so I know you can have a call, but Mike, going back to Kanye West.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, Mike, but I didn't realize he had, $138 million in Chase Bank, and he's right there saying that, Diamond?
Jamie Dimon.
Jamie Dimon, it never would reach out to him when he tried to, you know, put all that money in Chase Bank, and he said that there was a whole board of Jews that were sitting around, and they were not even giving him no respect, you know, for being a Afro man that became a billionaire. And he's like, who are these people? And then he realized they're like a Jewish cult. And how did they get all this money? Well, Mike, did you hear who he's blaming? Did you hear Kanye West is blaming?
No, tell me.
The Catholic Church. Catholicism. He says something about the Catholic faith because they were fighting with all their relatives and all that were fighting the money, that Jews got all their money. I didn't understand that. Maybe you can read into that and explain it to your audience, but I didn't understand that really. But some about the Catholicism, which is what made the Jews so filthy rich, all these rich billionaire Jews.
Well, the only thing that occurs to me is that prior to the Knights Templar, the Catholic Church, like Islam, forbade the usury of money, which has been at the core of the Jewish culture going all the way back to Abraham. And that gave, early Jews a tremendous economic advantage. And as long as the Catholic Church forbade usury, anybody who needed money had to go borrow it from the Jews and then pay it back with interest. Then the Templars found a way to get around that, and the Catholic Church embraced usury after that.
Well, you know, I believe a can of worms, I believe Pandora's box has been open, a can of worms has been open here, Mike, with us. Kanye, because now he's exposing a lot. There's a lot to be exposed, and we'll see how this is going to play out. I listened to a show last night. I didn't get a chance to call, but I listened to him late last night, and he had a guy talking about all the money we're sending every day to Ukraine that's being funneled back into Israel by the hundreds of millions every week, and that they're washing the money like a drug laundering. What the hell is that all about, Mike? You heard about that?
Well, I imagine that, a large part of that money being dumped into Ukraine is finding its way into various favored pockets. Zelensky is certainly making out very well from this. Excuse me. And, I imagine everybody's dipping into the cash flow.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen now with Kanye and Parler. And you got Trump Social. They say Donald Trump's True Social, Mike, is going to be worth $10 to $12 billion in the next 10 years. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. I do spend some time on Truth Social, but I'm really not paying attention to the business side of it. I mean, as far as I know, whatreallyhappened.com is worth $1.98.
Yeah, probably. Well, they should be paying you a lot more, Mike. They should be paying you wages like Don Lemon.
Yeah,
you should be getting the same wage that guy's getting. That creep. But yeah, Mike. Going back to immigration now, Mike. And I'll go back one more thing to Lee Zeldin, governorship in New York. That's very interesting what's going on. Now all of a sudden he's tied with a woman in New York, so we'll see how that plays out. But now, they had a thing on Fox News today, and they even had it on Newsmax. Did you see all the trash that's being dumped on the border, Mike?
Do you mean, yeah, they're just dropping cardboard and all of that
clothes.
Stuff.
Clothes? And Mike, yeah. The clothes... The water bottles, it's in the hundreds of tons of waste they're dumping on that border, and they want all these southern states to absorb all this immigration. While the blue states say, well, we don't want them here. Don't bring them to New York. We can't have them here in New York or New Jersey. We don't want them in Delaware. Oi! I mean, Mike, what a scam this whole thing is. These governors should take every illegal alien. Ship them down to South America if we can. But if not, ship them right into New York and take every one of those electoral votes that you can get back in California. If they can get a hold of the state of California and ship all those illegals out of California over to New York, it'll be a wonderful thing. Then you get a lot of electoral votes on the electoral college for the election, don't you think?
Yeah, you would.
If you could get California back, the Republicans should run on that platform. Now, we're going to take that state back by having every illegal in that state deported out of there over to New York or New Jersey or Delaware or Maryland, whatever they all these liberals, Washington, D.C. Mike, what's going to happen, Mike, in your opinion, if you ship 3 million illegals into Washington, D.C.?
It'll sink into the swamp.
You know that's right, Mike. It'll turn into the Everglades.
Like, yes.
You know, Mike, the whole thing is a scam. You know, and then I hear that one guy. Racism? Look at the real racist, Mike. Who's really racist here? Who's really the racist? Look at the racist, these governments, these local governments, when they treat white people in affirmative action. If you're white, you got to have, Mike, to be a fireman in Dade County, you would have to be a veteran. You'd have to went to either Vietnam or one of these desert storms or whatever, and you better have 100 on your score. And if not, you're not going to get hired as a white Caucasian for a firefighter's job. Now, if you're an Afro-American and you score a 75, which is a cutoff, and you're female, you're hired with on the spot. You talk about reverse discrimination, Mike.
Yeah.
You talk about the hatred of how these pigs are treating white people. It's disgraceful and disgusting.
Well, it's the Browning of America.
And my family, and our families, listen to RBN, all the great callers in RBN, their families, we're the ones that made this. We're the ones that first off gave this a major tax base to start out. Our countries, our family members are the ones that went fought for this country in the wars. Okay? Not saying some of these minorities didn't go to war. I understand they did. And God bless them. They're great Americans. But, Mike, the majority is not ruling. We're being run by a superimposed minority is telling the majority what to do. The asphalt telling the gasoline what to do. And this has got to come to a screeching halt right here and now on November 8th. It's over. And all these communist Bolsheviks, if they don't like this country, get the hell out. Go live in Russia or go back to Venezuela or Cuba, wherever you want to go. But get out. Because right now, Mike, we got a lot of Marxist, communist, Bolsheviks in this country. And right
now,
they're in the
power. I can see that. Anyway, Tom, I've given you a big chunk of time.
All right,
I got other calls.
Have a great day, sir.
Waiting on the line here. We still have a couple of open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to correct you for the DACA thing from yesterday. Can we agree that Trump was president from January 20th, 2017 to January 20th, 2021? We can agree on that, right?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, well, DACA was a 2012 program from Obama, okay? And
okay.
It made it, and then in 2014, he expanded it to what's called DAPA, which is the Deferred Action for Parental People of Lawful Citizens, which is the anchor baby thing. Okay, and nothing changed until 2017 when Trump ended DAPA, which I'll give him credit for. He did end DAPA, which is the Deferred Action for Parental Arrivals. He got rid of that. I'll give him credit on that one. But when he tried to end DACA, which is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is the illegal immigrant kids that showed
yes.
up at the border and was like, okay, he tried to end that. What they do is, like everything the left does, is lawfare, where they can't attack it under the actual law, so they just kind of go after the edges. Well, they went after him for the Appropriation Procedures Act or some stupid nonsense like that, claiming that he's getting rid of it for arbitrary and capricious reasons. Total made-up garbage that the left loves to do. And,
yeah.
And they grind it down
with legal fees.
Yeah, and nothing happened until 2020 when the Supreme Court ruled that he did do it under capricious reason. Didn't rule on DACA being illegal or not. Just said, oh, yeah, Trump didn't do this the right way. And instead of Trump saying, tough squat, I have the constitutional authority to actually just kick it to the curb, he just left it go because the Supreme Court ruled on it. And then in 2021, after Trump was already done, by your measure, you said the 2007 or the 117th Congress, which is 2021 to 2023. That's the 117th
Congress.
Okay,
can we back up here a little bit? Can we back up here a little bit? You know, the Supreme Court is the judge of constitutionality, Trump properly deferred to them because of that, because the president cannot rewrite or void the Constitution. In fact, if you go back to Marbury versus Madison, any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is automatically null and void. So I agree with that. I think Trump, you know, said, okay, the Supreme Court has ruled on it, and we're going to go on this.
But they ruled on the Capricious Act, not whether it was legal or not for him to get rid of it. They just said they didn't like the reason for him getting rid of it. Because it was an executive order. It wasn't anything lawful. Like, the Congress didn't pass anything to do with DACA. Dreamer didn't even get passed until 2021 with whenever when Pudding Brain came in. That was Dreamer. That wasn't DACA. DACA was the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival. When the Supreme Court ruled, it was like, ah, just like with the census, we don't really like your reasoning behind why you want to get rid of it. It's not that it was unlawful, which he had the legal 100% constitutional authority to get rid of a former president's executive order.
Yes,
no,
he did.
And it was, as soon as he did, it was bam, instantaneously, this like lawfare out the wazoo, because they said they didn't like why he did it. Instead of him just saying, well, I have the authority to do it, he was like, okie dokie, we're just going to follow whatever the stupid Supreme Court said, even though the Supreme Court didn't say DACA was unlawful. They just said you can't, you had to change the rules, change why you want to get rid of it. If he would have changed why he wanted to get rid of it, just to say, hey, it's unlawful, we're getting rid of it, he would have been able to do it. It's just
okay,
that they use the stupid terms of like capricious and everything, and saying, oh, we don't like why you're doing it, not that you can't do it, we don't like why you're doing it. And instead of just being like, okie dokie, well, here's why, it's illegal, boom, it's gone, and then they'd be like crap creek without a paddle. He just let it go. He didn't go anywhere from that. He just wussed out. And then in 2018, he even agreed to sign the Dreamer Act in order to get his border wall. He said he was going to deport illegals, and yet he didn't do much to get rid of illegals.
Well, he was being blocked by the bureaucracy. You know,
I do agree that there was lots of roadblocks in his way, and I give him a lot of credit for jumping a lot of hurdles. I don't truly hate Trump. I think we should be allowed to criticize crappy presidential actions that he could have he did have the authority to do something about. He just chose not to do it. That's what I have the problem
with.
Well,
we have a new crappy president in the White House, and I think we should be putting more attention on him than on Donald Trump.
So, Brian,
thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. That first call was the craziest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, So I have posted a this is how bad things are getting, Mike, up here in Canada. I posted a comment on the CBC, and it had to do with Canada's public debt. Canada's, all levels of government. And I even all I did was I typed in Canada's total public debt on Google, and I copy and pasted the URL, and within 30 seconds it was content disabled. Because it showed that, some people think it's about $1 trillion. No. It's approaching $2.8 trillion.
Okay.
We're about 10 times as small, right, as the United States, but we don't have reserve currency, right?
Correct.
So you're always going to, the United States, as long as they retain that in some fashion, they're always going to have a higher debt than, per capita than any other country, because they get to export it, the actual inflationary effect of that cash.
Yes, they do.
So, this is how bad things have gotten. You can't even report a fact anymore, a very simple fact. I watched yesterday I watched a comet disappear in about 45 seconds, and what it was is it was a link to a story about Pfizer's representatives actually saying under oath that, we didn't test transmissibility, and obviously, the shots don't stop it.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's an actual fact. That happened. Content disabled. It just disappeared right in front of your eyes. So my question
okay,
is,
Al, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, and I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We've got some open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're finishing up with Al in Canada. And Al, just pick up where you left off.
What I was saying is I actually posted something in the comment section of CBC, which is a state-sponsored propaganda website in Canada. And it was a fact. Well, what the public debt is in Canada, total public debt, that's provincial, municipal, territorial, and federal, and it was just over, you know, $2.7 trillion, and it was up for like 30 seconds, and then they content disabled it. I guess they don't want people to see that sort of thing.
No, they don't.
What you just said, you know, during that commercial break, the truth is now being stifled.
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Well, that's what propaganda is always designed to do, is to conceal the truth about what's going on from the public.
I, Mike, for the life of me, I don't understand how the federal government can even keep CBC going at this point because of you know, this BS.
It's obviously an asset to control the beliefs and opinions of the Canadian population, just like the American corporate media does here.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I hate to say this, Mike, but it's a simple fact. Kids are stupid now. They're just plain stupid. They've been they've been held back and pushed back. I mean, it was so blatant in the last couple of years what they were trying to do to kids. You know, something that what they did in the last 2 years, they couldn't achieve in 20. Just by you know, dumbing them down. But they finally did it now. I'm actually scared what's going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years when these kids become adults. I'm actually afraid to find out what's really going to happen, because none of these kids, and I would say probably 90% of these kids cannot even do like just the basic grade 2 or 3 math that you and I were taught.
Yes.
Right?
You know, I saw a video on social media,
that sort of thing.
I saw a video on social media where they were using lines and dots as a new tool for multiplication. And, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, everybody memorized the multiplication tables out to 10 times 10. And
yeah.
That seems to be a skill that's been lost.
Yeah, and it's not that hard.
No.
You know, like 5 and 5 and 5 and 5 and 5 is 25. 5 times 5 mm-hmm. is 25. You can always add it up. 5 fives equal 25. You know, like, it's so simple, but you don't even think about it anymore. And it's actually terrifying, Mike. Anyway, that's all I have. I hope you have a good rest of the show. I'll be listening in. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
I'm going to give you a website, defendlifetoday.com.
Okay.
Biden unleashed the Gestapo on pro-life activists.
Okay, defendlifetoday.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got Life Today. Let's try this one. Okay, Defend Life, a pro-life Catholic organization from Maryland.
It's supposed to talk about Biden, what he did today. He's tasked the Department of Justice to a special task force to round up pro-life activists.
Yeah, I'd already heard about that from another source here, but one more time, I have Defend Life. What comes after that?
Today.
And is it a com or an org?
I think it's a com.
Okay, and all right. Well, I'm going to have to hunt it down because I'm not having much success here.
Okay. Anyway,
no, but you're right. I mean, we've seen the weaponization of the government against parents who are very concerned about their kids' education. We're seeing the weaponization against people who are opposed to unlimited abortion. And, you know, this is really not something that we want the government to be doing, is trying to tell us, you know, who and what we're about and what we believe. I mean, we have a right to our own beliefs.
Well, here's the other thing. Well, how long is it going to take for him to have a special task force to round up independent radio talk show hosts?
I'm sure that's going to be coming. I mean, Alex Jones was the first one because he was the most prominent. You know, but we're all in the crosshairs, and we all know that, and we all accept that.
Right. Anyway, it's really a horrible thing. You already had an article about it?
Yes.
Okay. Also, I mean, it's just a scary thing. And here's the deal. 150 churches have been vandalized in the last 2 years. And churches and pro-life crisis centers.
Okay, Laura.
You know,
Laura,
how many people have been arrested?
Laura, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm coming right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Laura in Michigan. And Laura, during the commercial break, I tried to find Defend Life Today something, and I came up blank. So if you could shoot me an email with that URL, I'd be happy to take a look.
Okay, if I can find it, yeah.
Okay.
Also, what I was saying, 100 churches and pro-life crisis centers have been vandalized. How many?
Yes.
How many arrests have been made? Zero. Not anyone has been arrested for any of these vandalizing. I mean, it's open season on churches. It's open season.
Yep.
Nobody's going to do anything about it. And this is really serious. Really serious.
I agree.
This will be anybody who doesn't like homosexuality or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
that's coming.
Whatever you don't like. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what they're teaching the kids in school is, And again, I'm not anti-gay. You know, I know, obviously working in Hollywood, I've known a lot of gay people, and the vast majority are just ordinary folk trying to do their jobs and, take care of their families. But there are these extremists who are out there trying to sell this as an ideal in elementary school, and I really don't think that's appropriate.
Right. I'll give you, on a lighter note, I'll give you something on a lighter note. Last night on Steve Starrs was taking over for Steve Elkins.
Yeah.
A guy called in named Scotty from New York. He said, the reason that the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago is because they're looking for Princess Diana. He was serious. He was serious.
Well,
it wasn't a joke.
Well, I'm laughing. I'm sorry about that.
I started thinking, well, what's going on with these RBN callers? We got to get some better callers.
Well, you know, we get the callers that we get, and some are very sharp individuals, and others are obvious plants pushing an agenda. And that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay, thank you. But
all right, you got it, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Mike. I just wanted to, you know, you were talking earlier about China pulling people out of Kiev and Ukraine over there. It's not just China. There's 9 other countries that are all doing this. They've announced they're pulling
including the United States. The State Department has issued an advisory to American citizens still in Ukraine to get the heck out. I assume that does not include the military assets.
Yeah, no, it's going to heat up. And what bothers me, and I haven't heard too many people talking about it, but I guess a lot of people don't know, but on John B. Wells' show a couple of nights ago, Major General Vallely was on there, and
yes,
he was talking, and he said that according to sources that he has, and he said he can't verify it's going to happen or anything else, but he said according to the sources that he had, and he said he thinks he believes they're good. He said that I guess the Ukraine has. It couldn't be Ukraine, okay? It must be the United States, but he didn't say the United States. But he said Ukrainians have smuggled or are attempting to smuggle a tactical nuclear weapon into Bakhmut.
Okay.
And right now, the Russia is winning in Bakhmut, okay? They're making major advances there right now as we speak. And he said that the intention is to set it off and to blame it on the Ukrainians. Now, the only reason why, when I first heard it, I thought, that's kind of raised some red flags. I wasn't really sure I could believe it. But, you know, after listening to you today on the air, talking about all these different people that are gearing up for nuclear war and talking nuclear war, and all these different things, and even giving nuclear drills over in Germany and handing out, you know,
radiation
potassium iodide, all that kind of stuff. It just kind of, all of a sudden I started thinking, could it be true that this could actually happen? I don't know. I still have my doubts about it.
The possibility of a nuclear false flag is definitely there, although I think they'll blame it on Russia rather than Ukraine. But common sense is going to tell you.
That's what he said.
When Russia. Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe I misspoke. That's what Vallely said, that they would blame it. It would be Ukraine that would sneak it in, but they would blame it on the Russians.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense. But, you know, if Russia does cross that line, if they do push those buttons, there's going to be a heck of a lot more than just one bomb going off there. And so everybody's expecting a false flag. I mentioned earlier in the show where other writers are out there saying, we're expecting, a nuclear false flag.
Yeah, I think it might be something big going on over there. There's definitely something big cooking over there and around Kiev and all those areas there, but with everybody pulling everybody out like that. So I think Russia's gearing up. I think they're going to do something kind of major here pretty soon. I just don't know. But anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to let people know it would be a heck of a way. I was thinking also on this, if they did set up this thing, it would be a heck of a way to delay or maybe possibly cause some kind of emergency that they could, a crisis that they would want to delay maybe the elections or something. I don't know.
Well, the Democrats are desperate. The polls are definitely turning against them. The public is now aware that there is massive election fraud going on, and they're watching out for it now. And desperate people take desperate chances. That's definitely the way it is. Okay, Charlie, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Michael in Northern California. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Rivero.
You
seem to be reading off the news articles pretty well, so your surgery went well.
It really did, you know. And, you know, I have my new eyeglasses here that, you know, I'm wearing for the show. Anyway, yes.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So I was calling in because Nancy Pelosi and a number of members of Congress are pulling the wool over every citizen's eyes when it comes to the student loan program fiasco and everything that's surrounding what Biden's trying to do. And I wanted to kind of let others know, and what they might not know, is the definition of a federal credit.
Yes.
And I'm not too sure if you know what that is, but as you may know, a federal credit is a direct loan that comes in many different forms: SBA loans, farming loans, rural loans, FHA loans, and student loans. And they define these loans as a distribution or disbursement of funds by the government to a non-federal borrower under a contract that requires the repayment of such funds with or without interest. Now,
okay,
these amounts are borrowed from the Treasury through these loan programs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we know about FHA loans for houses? How are those created?
They just create the money out of thin air, is my understanding.
That's just type
a number into a computer, and you're off and running.
That's right. And guess what? There are federal student direct loans, money created out of thin air. And when it comes down to it, as far as all these programs go that we have for roads, so on and so forth, and where all these direct loans go to, who administrates those programs? What branch of government administrates those programs?
Well, I would take a guess and say the Treasury Department.
That's right, under the executive branch.
Yes.
Executive branch, and that is correct. Congress has no power to administrate those programs. They have power to allocate funding to them, which is why we have committee meetings and so on and so forth. So if they don't like the program, they just say, all right, you're not getting any money. Program's dead. That's how it works.
Okay.
Right? So you have the situation where it's actually the students versus the Federal Reserve. And that's why you see all these Congress members coming out saying, oh, no, we can't do this, because the talons of the Federal Reserve, the creature from Jekyll Island, is sunk deep into Congress and pulling them.
Oh, yeah,
into the swamp.
No question. And I mean, Congress has the authority to end the Federal Reserve, but they're not going to do it.
That's right. So I think there's a lot of confusion about what Biden can do or any president can do with any of these programs. If a president wants to end these programs, just say, hey, we're not doing it anymore. We can't afford it. We don't want to do this. We're going to do this, this, or that, administrate it this way or that way. He has complete authority to do that, and Congress can't do anything about it.
Well, what we're talking about here is not repayment or making of the original loan, but forgiving the loans. That's what Biden is talking about, saying, okay, you owe $250,000 for that degree in art history, and we're just going to make that go away. And that does appear to exceed the authority of the president. That would take an act of Congress, because it does involve a revenue measure which must originate in the House of Representatives.
That's what Biden's point is it doesn't require a revenue measure. It's in the Treasury Department. All this falls under the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve would get stuck with that excess money made out of thin air. It would just disappear again. That's what would happen. And how this came about is, back in 1990, there was the Federal Credit Reform Act was passed, and the United States changed from a cash basis accounting system to a new accounting system. And the reason why they had to do that is because there was confusion between what monies were being allocated for all kinds of other necessary programs and federal credit loan programs. And they couldn't tell what money was coming in and what money was coming out. So they couldn't get a grasp on the budget. And as we remember, several years ago, it was about a decade ago, the comptroller of the United States came out and said, hey, we're broke.
Yes.
Remember when that happened? So this is kind of like a continuation of that whole scenario where, yeah, the country's broke. We're faking it. But some of this money that's being created is being created out of thin air. And who would get stuck with it? If everything just disappeared overnight, who would get stuck with that loss? The Federal Reserve, the private bankers. That's what this is about. That has nothing to do with anything else. It's about Congress coming out and supporting the Federal Reserve and protecting those bankers. Because if Biden came through and said, hey, you know what? Hey, the students get a holiday. Too bad. The too bad is he's telling that to the Federal Reserve. He's not telling that to the taxpayers of the United States. And Congress, they have nothing to do with it. They can whine and complain all they want, but they don't have the power to administrate those programs.
Well, I think the reason for opposition against wiping out the student loans is it's a very obvious attempt to buy the students' votes for the coming midterm elections. And even though I feel that these students were sold a bill of goods, you know, with this promise that if you get a degree from our institution, you'll get a high-paying job and you'll pay off that student loan in no time, the reality is a lot of these college graduates are working in fast food joints and still having to live with their parents, and they're trapped by that debt situation. But again, pardon me, there are a lot of people saying that the president can't just make those loans go away. You know, in terms of the bookkeeping, that money must come from somewhere, whether it's simply created fresh from the Federal Reserve or somehow taken out of the taxpayers. But ultimately, the students did sign those papers. They did agree to the loans at that interest rate. My concern really is with the majority of the American taxpayers who keep voting for members of Congress and the White House who promise to lower taxes and our taxes go up instead. Remember George Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. And, you know, we didn't have a choice. So we were choosing the other option. And maybe it's time for some debt forgiveness for the American people in general.
Well, that's true, too. And this is what they were discussing back in 2008 and 2009. Remember when they were talking about debt forgiveness for home mortgages? And
yes.
That got kicked out right away. And it got kicked out for the very same reason. Because those FHA loans that were made as well, that would have been up in arms for, you know, the private bankers, right?
Yeah.
But through caveat, everything that came out of the Federal Reserve would also have been stuck. So that was even a bigger portion that was sticking it to the private bankers. So you have the same situation where, you know, the creature from Jekyll Island is there in the background and controlling Congress. Otherwise,
yep.
You know, you made a good point. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The students get this holiday, right? They get this bank holiday and they want to vote for Biden. Well, they want to vote for Democrats. Well, then why is Nancy Pelosi saying no, no, no? Because if that's the case, she wouldn't be saying no, 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 would she? And then,
well,
with
Nancy
Frank
Pelosi.
Garrison,
Nancy Pelosi may be thinking in terms that people in her district are opposed to this idea of forgiving the student loans. I mean, she's campaigning the same as any other member of the House of Representatives. You know, she's up for election on November 8th. Anyway, listen, we're getting close to the end of the show, Michael, and I'm going to let you go here. Thank you for the call, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about the new variant that I heard is coming, but but what I just heard this guy talking about on John B. Wells' show and General Valley, I have to say I watching something earlier on YouTube this morning when I got up. John Mark Dugan, who is a whistleblower for the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department, and defected to Russia because they were trying to arrest him here in this country. And he was reporting that he had some people on his show with him that this is something like this is going on. That they, evidently, the Russians have captured people and a new. This evidently it just must have happened yesterday. It was the 15th.
Well, I know Russia captured some attempted saboteurs on another oil facility. I haven't heard anything about Russia capturing a nuclear weapon. Frankly, I don't think the U.S. needs to smuggle it into Ukraine. You know, they can just send it in on a cruise missile, a TLAM-N. And, of course, you know, going back to that Minnow Air Base fiasco, there seems to be at least one nuclear weapon currently unaccounted for in the U.S. arsenal.
Well, what I understand, what John Mark Dugan was saying, it's actually a dirty bomb. So that's something that I guess they would have had to smuggle in. Evidently, the Russians have it. They caught it, and they caught the people. Now, just like with the people who they caught trying to sabotage Turkish pipeline, they're not, you know, the Russians are being tight-lipped on who and what they've caught. And it was something in America. So, you know, this is very serious. I know what they're trying to do, Mike. They're trying, you know, they're trying to say Russia's losing the war. They got their back up against them. That's far from the truth. Russia's winning this. They're destroying the Ukrainian army and a lot of the NATO weapons and all that, most of the way NATO weapons.
Yeah, talk and about a complete waste of money. I mean, you know, billions of dollars going in to, you know, provide the Russians with target practice.
Yeah, they're having it their way. And but I saw, if you look at mainstream media, it looks like the Russians are losing and they're desperate. They're destroying. They're attacking Ukrainian civilians, which is not really true. They are attacking some infrastructure. It's the Ukrainians that are attacking Russian civilians in the Donetsk area. You know, they're just bombing apartment buildings. So this is what's happening, and it's very serious because what they're trying to do, see, that now they'll say, well, Russia's so desperate, they're now using tactical nukes or a dirty bomb or whatever else, all right? And then they say, and this is what could lead to World War III at that point. Very dangerous.
We do seem rather irrevocably on that path. We definitely do.
Yep. We better wake up, Mike. That's all I can say. Pray
well, people are waking up, you know, there are a few people who still have their head in the sand, you know, and they want to believe that everything's going to be all right, that America is great and the Russians and Chinese are evil, and they like that very comfortable black and white universe. But more and more people are kind of recognizing that the United States is the author of many of its own problems.
And also look out for the new variant, like I just heard.
The one from Boston, yes. The one,
They may try to screw with the elections using that, you know, because, and folks, don't get another shot. Don't get that third, that booster shot. Take your vitamins. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Okay? You don't need that shot. Whatever garbage they got coming with the variant A, B, whatever it's called, ignore it. Just take care of yourself, all right? You don't need those booster shots. You're just poisoning your system more and more. All right, that's all I got to say, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Marco, are you there?
This is Scotty in New York.
Oh, my mistake. Scotty in New York. Okay, my bad. Scotty, what's on your mind?
I'm not a crybaby like Marco.
Okay.
How you doing? Now, this is a guy that told you about the GEAT system, and I did have to check that out. But I'm also Scotty that the other woman, I didn't listen to your whole show today, so this might be off topic. But I was actually, the Princess Diana thing, that's not for me. That was actually from a group I'm in. It's called True Vision of Peace /FESIG, which is Free Energy Special Interest Group. That was one of the two speakers that we have monthly we had the 104th meeting. It was some high-level stuff. It was, you're not considering what's going on under the ground, like in the Ukraine. It's a very big place. That's why it's taken a long time. They have to locate the tunnels. There's tunnels under that Trump thing that was raided and other stuff going on, you could find out from there. I put that in a question form.
What I well, was I, explain, I know there's a whole bunch of tunnels going in and out of the White House.
All right, I said enough of that. You can follow. I put that in a question form, and you can see where I got that from. I back up info from Johnny Delirious, and thank you, Mike, for putting his archives there, because he put some good intel out on Sunday. They're going at the Rockefellers. But the deal is, I was trying to explain to Steve Starrs how the world was waking up pre-George Floyd. Italy was going crazy. Other cities were going crazy. And shortly after the George Floyd to take over, they had to pull out COVID because things were going out of control. They even killed many presidents that didn't go along. And all during COVID, we were locked down, and the people that were waking up globally, not just here, they installed all these expandable private wireless systems that David Bowie warned us about in his last blog entry. And for 2 years, they upgraded these systems everywhere, and now the helping hand that's at the end of everybody's arm is holding this device that's connected to these systems. It's like they live. That was the story I was saying. They were waking up, and now you're back asleep talking about what's on the news. So I recommended learn about nanotech, because everything changes at nanotech, science changes. And then I was backing up Trump and backing up some of the things. He did release anti-gravity and semiconductors at room temperature and some other cool stuff like that.
You mean superconductors at room temperature?
Yes.
I mean, you know, semiconductors at room temperature is not news. They've been around.
Superconductor, not semiconductor.
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No, we're not talking about chip technology. No, we're talking about nanotech. And you can learn the nanotechnology from, I even heard Murr mention Keshi the other night. Keshi's been, you know, subverted also. But if you go to the Understanding Plasma Science, there's a wonderful, I forget his name, Rodrigo. It's hard to hear because...
Okay,
it was
Scotty,
over.
Scotty, I hate to do this. I hate to do this to you. I got to let you go. I've got one more call I want to fit in before the end of the show. So thank you, Scotty. And now we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, whatever that guy says. Michael, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, I wanted your opinion on something. I'm one of your younger callers. I'm 36 years old.
I started
calling you when I was like 33, you know, and my life was changing and things like that. I just had one of my friends, I mean, because of this whole student loan debt, due to a lot of us, you know, had to prolong certain things. And now I recently have been bestowed the title of a best man in a wedding. But the problem is that my friend is a normie, and he doesn't think, you know, that anything's going on right now or anything like that. And all he can think about is getting married.
Go have the wedding reception and have fun. I'm sorry, the music's playing and the show is now over. Please call in tomorrow if you've got more questions here. So that's it for our show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Starrs is filling in for Steve Elkins today. And please spread the word to republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word to whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who is donating to us to keep us going through these dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure! And the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.